During a contentious 90-minute encounter in Denver, Colorado,
before Congress right now, a $4 trillion plan.
But you've been president for 4 years.
A crisp-speaking and seemingly well-rehearsed Mitt Romney repeatedly attacked the president's record.
The president said he'd cut the deficit in half. Unfortunately, he doubled it. $1 trillion deficits for the last 4 years.
Mr. Obama was often on the defensive.
When I walked into the Oval Office, I had more than a $1 trillion deficit greeting me.
The two men traded verbal jabs on federal taxes, job creation, and retiree health care funding.
I just don't know how the president could have come into office facing 23 million people out of work, rising unemployment, an economic crisis at the kitchen table, and spent his energy and passion for 2 years fighting for Obamacare instead of fighting for jobs for the American people.
The president did fight back, but according to many observers, he seemed to lack the same zeal.
Over the last 30 months, we've seen 5 million jobs in the private sector created.
Clearly, this is a game-changing event.
Political analyst Charlie Cook says President Obama's performance fell short of the public's expectations, while Mitt Romney exceeded them.
By, in other words, any standard, he did very, very, very well. Obama seemed to be like a team sitting on a lead.
Public opinion polls have shown Mitt Romney with higher unfavorable than favorable ratings by voters. That may now change, according to Republican pollster Glenn Bolger.
You know, Romney came across to people as somebody who was more genuine than they had realized, and as somebody who also they could see, okay, this guy could step into the Oval Office.
Polls show a tiny fraction of the electorate undecided on how they intend to vote in November, so the effect of the debate is hard to predict, according to Charlie Cook.
No question Romney won the debate. The question is, how much does this change things? And I think in terms of national polls, no question, he's going to get a few points out of this. But the harder points and the more relevant points is, number one, you know, does he move Ohio? And does he move these swing voters in these swing states?
President Obama and former Governor Romney face each other in two more debates later this month. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.